Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The American Repertory Theater's newest production melds a rock concert with a play. Macbeth in Stride opens tonight. It is a musical, contemporary take on a classic tragedy and tells a story from Lady Macbeth's perspective. WBUR's Christella Guerra has more.
Three weird sisters of Shakespeare's Macbeth directly address the audience in Whitney White's ensemble production.
Women, what is something you want right now? Call it out. You can say it. Say it. Claim it. What is something you want right now?
The witches line up in a row, singing to pay their respects to the new king and queen, who, through manipulation and murder, sees the crown.
What does it feel like? What is it going to take in this world? And is it worth it?
Wow, it was worth it.
Through a range of musical genres, pop, rock, gospel, and R&B, White takes us inside the mind of Lady Macbeth. The Queen's narrative arc is portrayed as one of hubris and ruthlessness. She's often criticized for being more ambitious than her husband, crooked enough to do whatever it takes to rise to the top.
So if foul is fair, then fair is foul. Ambition's not a sin at all.
White, who is also the playwright, delves into these innermost impulses, using contemporary black female power, desire, and femininity as the through line. Ambition is both compass and downfall. This is the first of a five-part series of concert pieces in which White will explore the women in Shakespeare's plays.
I did fall in love with Shakespeare, which is an interesting thing to interrogate. I am a black woman from Chicago, and I fell in love with Shakespeare. I see myself in his world. I see my homegirls in his world. I see my mom and her sisters in his world. If all the world is a stage, then all of us are in those plays.
While finishing her MFA in acting at Brown in 2015, White realized she could build a story that refracts her experiences, questions the world, and interrogates what women and people of color see on a stage and how they've been historically represented.
There were a lot of roles I never got to do and perspectives I never got to touch. You know, I had played a maid, like so many other African-American artists and artists of color. I had been the best friend. And before graduate school, I was the African-American girl in every musical you could think of. Hair, Hairspray, Rent, you know what I mean? And so I was like, where is the story that speaks to me?
One of them is Lady Macbeth's, a role mostly played by white women, who, like many of Shakespeare's female characters, dies by her own hand, away from the spotlight.
Why do I love Lady Macbeth if she doesn't even survive her own story? What? And then I just had to, like, take a look at myself. And I'm still taking a look at myself with why these narratives in which women don't survive, if they're ambitious for power, for love, they don't survive, why do they stand the test of time?
White has asked herself more than once, why does it feel good to step into the role of a monster? Because perhaps it's the only taste of freedom Lady Macbeth gets. To aspire to a greater purpose beyond simply sitting at her husband's side. In this show, she gets to dream.
I guess I'll keep it real. It's like, it's a hell of a role. And it feels so good when you're doing the language. And there's something so contemporary about her. But at the end of the day, you can't murder people to get what you want.
In her play, White weaves in Shakespeare's original language and time jumps between the old world and the new. She makes Lady Macbeth's drive relatable, despite her obvious moral ambiguity. Here, the character has no qualms about persuading her husband to commit murder, so he may step into the role she believes he is destined for.
Hie thee hither, that I might pour my spirits in thine ear, and chastise thee with the valor of my tongue. All that impedes thee from the golden round, which fate and metaphysical aid doth seem to have thee crowned with all.
Being in conversation with these iconic characters allowed White to get under their skin and better understand their motivations. Their stories stand the test of time. They offer a conduit to explore ourselves, even in their unraveling. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Christella Guerra.
Never frown up in the love king and